As WEMU reported on Monday, Washtenaw County celebrated Transgender Day of Visibility by raising the transgender flag outside of the county's administration building in Ann Arbor. It will continue to fly there until the end of this week. We decided to take a closer look at what this symbolizes for the local transgender community.
I think that visibility for everyone is really important and everyone should be accepted.
13-year-old Rachel Blau from Ann Arbor is transgender. The 7th grader smiled as a group of more than 20 community leaders and residents cheered as the transgender flag was raised. It has 5 horizontal stripes, 2 light blue, 2 pink, and 1 white in the center.
That was really great to really reinforce that the community really cares about transgender people.
This is the second year that Washtenaw County has decided to raise the transgender flag. Washtenaw County Commission Chair Jason Morgan said a few words during the ceremony.
Really what we're here to do is make sure that everyone in our community knows that Washtenaw County is a welcoming, accepting place.
For Rachel's mom, Julia Blau, the raising of the flag provides comfort to the transgender community.
And I think it's really important, especially for young people, to see a message of hope. I think a lot of gatherings around transgender people are remembrance, and that's important too. And I know how much pain and sorrow transgender people have gone through, but I think it's important to show our kids that that's not necessarily what's going to happen to them, and that there are so many people locally, across the county, and across the country who support them.
The Jim Toy Community Center in Ann Arbor is among the organizations that support the transgender community. Travis Radina is president of the board of directors for the center and says they provide a safe environment where individuals can ask questions without being judged.
The Jim Toy Community Center's Know Your Rights Project partners with the Outlaws at the University of Michigan Law School, and a couple of times a year we'll put on a free clinic dedicated to addressing challenges with name change for transgender or gender nonconforming people. And then we'll also do kind of some other partnerships throughout the year. I know when the county rolled out their first county ID, we did some work around that as well.
Radina says there are no official statistics when it comes to the number of transgender people who live in Washtenaw County. But he explains a national study from the Williams Institute UCLA School of Law that may give somewhat of an estimate.
Just under 1% of adults and almost 2% of youth identify as transgender. And so with about, 36,000 or 360,000 people living in Washtenaw County, we could be talking about thousands of people throughout the county.
Washtenaw County Commissioner Jason Morgan says through community partnerships, local governments can help the transgender community become more visible.
We take for granted just how warm and accepting we are as a community, but it's not perfect for everyone. It's not always the case. And I think for example, as our first openly gay county commissioner that we've had and our first openly gay chair we've ever had, representation and visibility matters. I don't talk about those things often because they're not all of who I am. They're only a part of who I am. But on days like this, I think it is really, really important to be proud of who you are.
Back at the flag-raising ceremony at the county's administration building, Maggie Madagami, who was among the spectators, gets emotional as she thinks about her transgender son, Holden. In part, the opera singer decided to move to Germany over concerns about safety for transgender people in America.
Well, I wanted to cry because I feel like he needs everyone's support. The family is great, but he needs the community family and to feel like I belong.
The county plans to make the raising of the transgender flag an annual event. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.